Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and you know what that means. It means an hour full of all kinds of great information. We're going to be talking about some of the new vehicles that the folks at Consumer Guide have had the opportunity to drive in the last several weeks. We're also going to go back and talk about some pastimes in automotive history. Along the way, you can call us up at any time. It's toll-free, so feel free anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you're listening to us via GCNlive.com, you go over to my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, and if you're listening out of the country, we actually have an international caller line, so you can dial us up at that number. We would absolutely love to hear from you. And speaking of love, we'd love to have this gentleman joining us here on the broadcast. He's become a regular contributor to the show. He's a publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive and a esteemed automotive journalist. It's my pleasure to welcome Tom Appel back to Auto World. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
Let's begin by talking about a vehicle that I haven't had the opportunity to drive yet. I've always been a Jag fan. There have been many Jags that I've loved over the years. And certainly the latest, the spiritual successor to the E-Type, many people call it, the F-Type, has really rolled out in great style and certainly won a lot of awards along the way. And I know recently, Tom, you had the opportunity to test out not only the F-Type, but also the real hot one of the bunch.
Yeah, we were looking at the F-Type V8S, which is the most potent version of the convertible. And in a nutshell, it's a joy to drive. It's an absolute delight to drive. It's been a long time since I've had this much fun in a car.
Yeah, I hear that from so many of my fellow journalists. I can't wait to get an opportunity to get behind the wheel of all of these incarnations of the F-Type. They're available in a variety of different styles, and you see them out there now on the road. There is both a coupe and convertible version, and certainly this is, in many cases, a vehicle which is somewhat of a game changer for the folks at Jag, or as they like to call themselves, Jaguar, in that this vehicle is a true sports car, a true performer, something that you can run up against a 911.
Yeah, what's interesting, too, is it's not as small as it looks exactly. It's about the size of a Corvette, maybe a little bit bigger, but it feels genuinely small, and it feels genuinely like a sports car. It's light on its feet. There's no back seat. And they went the opposite direction of instead of refinement, and I'm not saying that this car is in any way crude, they've gone out and perhaps exaggerated the exhaust note to an incredible degree. So there is the visceral excitement, too, of driving an open-air sports car. Me and another editor at the office thought that maybe they took the exhaust note a little bit too far, but who cares? This car is so much fun to drive. The steering is wonderfully direct. The transmission is incredibly responsive. The handling is incredibly direct. It doesn't feel like a Jaguar. Even the cabin, they didn't take that too luxurious. It's more functional. It's very nice. But it's very much a place to handle the business of having fun.
You know, that's so true. The times that I've sat in the F-Type at various auto shows, I've always been impressed with the layout. And they've even gone to metal-type toggle switches, almost military-like in their appearance.
Yeah, they're great. And if you sat in an old-school E-Type way back when, or just know someone who's got one, One of the editors at the office used to have an XKE, so it was a great thing to compare it to. You see those old great switches that have great feel to them, just a little bit of heft and maybe just a little machine-like. Yeah, it's a great feel.
Of course, this luxury and this performance comes at a significant price. We're talking a little over 100 grand or so, Tom.
Yeah, and that's where you get the comparison to the Corvette, where maybe the Corvette isn't quite as edgy or quite as polished, but the Corvette is so much less expensive.
This is, without question, a great design. Ian Callum, the design director for Jag, did a wonderful job with both this convertible version and the recently released coupe version. I'm beginning to see a number of them out there on the highways and byways here in North America. And I'm seeing some different folks behind the wheel of Jags, not your typical Jag folks. So it looks like they're capturing some perhaps conquest buyers with this new sport car.
I think they have. I think they're getting some Porsche buyers over to their side, and I think that's one of the type of customers they were looking to import, as it were.
I've always been a big fan of the XKR, and of course we've seen the limited production vehicles, the XKRS. I had one of those for a week, and then the even more exclusive XKRS GT. But we're going to see the XK model go away for a year, and then reportedly it's going to resurface for model year 2017 as a larger, more GT-oriented car with a more upscale price tag. How about your thoughts on the XK, which we've had around since 2006, but I think has aged so gracefully. This is a timeless design as well.
Yeah, I had the joy of driving an S as well, and I thought that was a fantastic vehicle. It did kind of split the difference between sports car and grand touring machine, and I think that what Jaguar is going to do with this makes a lot of sense. I think that now that they have a pure sports car, they can go after something more like an S-Class Coupe or a BMW 6 Series or something like that, where a little more comfortable, a little less sport-oriented, but still have the looks that attract that buyer.
It definitely is a beautiful-looking automobile. We're chatting with Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. As I've said many times when Tom is with us, I've been reading Consumer Guide since I was a kid in 1967 when it first debuted, and it's going strong today. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Consumer Guide and Consumer Guide Automotive, tell our listeners all around North America about all the great work that you guys do.
Well, I will. Thank you. Established in 1967, we began in print. We went to a monthly print edition sometime in the late 70s. Obviously, print went away, as it has for everyone, but all our new car and used car reviews are available at consumerguide.com, and we try to have some fun and write about different things that are going on in the industry and historically at the CG Daily Drive. That's Consumer Guide Daily Drive, cgdailydrive.com.
It's just within the last week or so we heard about this advanced cruise control, the so-called Super Cruise from Cadillac,
yeah,
which is going to take a lot of these things that we've taken for granted in recent times, all the safety technologies and the accidents avoidance technologies, and give drivers the opportunity to basically take their hands off the wheel under certain conditions. And reportedly, this is going to be placed in a market area that Cadillac does not presently play in. And you've got an article up at consumerguide.com about a rendition of this vehicle. You're calling it the 2016 Cadillac LTS. And certainly we've seen some wonderful concept cars over the last decade or so from Cadillac. But this most recent one that was showed at Pebble Beach now a couple of years back, or 2013, a year or so back, kind of gives us perhaps a clue at what we'll see as a Cadillac flagship. When we come back on the other side, side. We'll get your thoughts about this new technology. What do you guys think about being able to take your hands off the wheel? We're all used to cruise control, taking our foot off the gas, but what about taking your hands off the wheel? Would you be comfortable with that? 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Can you drive down on highway at night? Can you feel a battle wild turkey?
So what do you think? Are you comfortable with General Motors' new so-called Super Cruise? That's what they're calling it. That's their inside code name for it. This is a technology that has just been announced within the last week that allows consumers under certain conditions, you know, the example that was cited in the presentation was, I have never driven this highway. I hope to someday, but there's a road that goes from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, so I always dreamed someday I would drive that route to the SEMA convention, the automotive convention in Las Vegas. It's pretty barren, and they said, you know, just think of driving on that road and being able to take your hands not only off the pedals in cruise control mode, but take your hands off the wheel, and it's going to be in a new flagship Cadillac. What do you think about this announcement, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide?
I think it's a fascinating baby step in the path towards the autonomous car. It was just a couple of weeks ago that we were all inundated with the news of the Google car, the self-driving car that was 100% autonomous, so much so that it was not equipped with a steering wheel. Yeah, that was a crazy leap. And then what we're seeing now is the reality of it is that we're going to be taking this in small chunks. And the first place that we're going to see autonomous is probably on the highway. And the first thing that we're going to lose control of entirely, or not lose control, that's the wrong word, entirely. The first thing that we're going to give up, at least temporary control of, is steering. So what we're looking at now is sort of super advanced cruise control. And it's interesting that, you know, we still have to get to a highway. We still have to get to someplace sort of plotted and plain and easily mapped. And it's there that the thing will kick in.
It's going to be interesting to see how it's received by the public. And, of course, this technology will also allow folks to move along in bumper-to-bumper traffic without having to give any inputs steering-wise or braking or accelerator-wise. I remember one of the first times that I was exposed to this technology, I had a 7 Series BMW, and I was actually driving to the Greenwich Concours in Greenwich, Connecticut, and it's right outside of New York City, and when you get close to Greenwich, it gets very, very trafficy, even on a highway where you're supposed to be doing 55 or 65 miles an hour. It can quite often slow to 5 miles an hour. And just that first time with that BMW, you know, having it creep along and stop and go traffic, I remember having my foot hovering right over that brake pedal.
Yeah, I find the same effect even with just adaptive cruise control, where I tend to set it when it's adjustable for a fairly comfortable space in front of me, and then I'll set it for, you know, whatever the highway speed is. And it's always a strange experience to have someone cut you off or get in front of you or to just enter that space between you and the car in front of you. And there's that moment where the car does not immediately slow down to react to that, where you want to slam on the brake yourself.
Exactly, and it's kind of an eerie thing. It takes some getting used to. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive. We're going to not only talk about some of the new vehicles like we've been doing that Consumer Guide has tested in recent times. We're also going to do one of Tom's great stories here. I think we're going to do this one here about the Consumer Guide Best Buys of 1975. That's all coming up in this hour of the broadcast. But before that last break, Tom, we were talking about Cadillac with this advanced technology, this super cruise control. They're going to be entering into a new level, a flagship kind of Mercedes S-Class, BMW 7 Series, Mercedes, I should say Lexus LS type fighter. It's going to be interesting to see what they come up with this flagship vehicle. They've been talking about it for quite some time. Remember that V16 a number of years back?
I thought that was a beautiful car. I well remember that car.
And what do you think is going to happen? You guys have got a picture up of the 2016 Cadillac LTS, which is based on the show car that was showed at Pebble Beach in 2013. They've done some great things with some of their concept vehicles, and certainly to play in that particular field, you've got to come up with not only a wonderful technological piece, but certainly it doesn't hurt if you really stand out stylistically as well.
No, and I think that Cadillac has demonstrated that they can certainly style a car. The El Mirage is an absolutely beautiful concept car, and anyone who knows about that car is hoping that this big new Cadillac will look like that. Now, the El Mirage was a coupe, and the LTS is planned to be a sedan, but there's actually been hints from within General Motors that the rear doors could actually be rear opening, which would work very well on the coupe concept. I don't know how feasible that is anymore, and I don't know if that's just rumor, but I keep hearing something about rear opening rear doors, which is really cool.
Absolutely. That definitely sounds cool. And, of course, I would love to see somebody build. We've seen it from Mercedes-Benz, and we have seen it in Cadillac in concept form. Somebody build a four-door, full-size convertible, because nobody has done that since Lincoln in the late 60s.
No, and Mercedes had shown a car for a little while. There was a concept from a couple of years ago, a good-looking thing, too. And Cadillac did show the CL concept, which was a very large convertible, and that had some promise. And that car foreshadowed the look of the ATS and the CTS we now have on the road.
That is true. That's a really good point. Another really cool car that was introduced this week that we've got to touch on is from Mercedes-Benz, which is called the AMG GT. Of course, AMG did their first completely badged vehicle, I mean, from the ground up, engineered, designed, and executed vehicle in the now-departed SLS, which was a beautiful car. I sat in it. I never got the chance to drive an SLS. Did you get that opportunity, Tom?
I drove only an original SLS, what amounted to the base car before there was a GT and other variants. It was a thrill to drive. It was surprisingly, I don't want to use the word crude because no Mercedes is crude. I want to say the word raw. It was a surprisingly raw sports car, and it was a thrill to drive. But we now have the spiritual successor to that car coming in at a much lower price point, a much lower promised price point.
I understand that they're going to be targeting the Porsche 911 with this vehicle, and it does not have the gullwing doors of the SLS, but this vehicle should definitely be a hot one and without doubt in a lot of demand.
Yeah, they're talking about a base price in the $120,000 range, which sounds high when you compare it to the base price of a 911. But in fact, most 911s, with all sorts of equipment, including the Kronos package, they get to $110,000, $120,000, $130,000 very quickly.
That is true. It doesn't take long at all, especially with Porsche. Porsche is an art in itself in the way that they're able to have so many different options. I mean, leather covered this and leather covered that, and special paint and special. It's amazing. I remember the last Porsche that I had as a test vehicle was a Boxster S, and it was quite a long time ago now, more than a year and a half ago. But the vehicle had more than $30,000 worth of options on it, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. And if it was a 911 turbo, you could put that to $50,000 easily. We've got more with Tom Appel straight ahead as Auto World continues on great stations all across North America. Don't go away.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Hello to all of our great listeners listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, the Motor City. Tom Appel is with us from the Windy City of Chicago, where Consumer Guide Automotive has their headquarters, and Tom is telling us about some of the recent vehicles that he has had the opportunity, he and the staff of Consumer Guide, to check out. And Tom also does a wonderful job of going back in automotive history and also looking at some humorous things. And we won't get into a whole lot of details here, but Tom, I really got a kick out of your recent stories, and I know you've done two in the last couple of months on bumper stickers, and you've got some very interesting bumper stickers and some comments up there about them, and I would encourage everybody to check that out at consumerguide.com. That looked like a fun story to write.
It was more cathartic. I find myself more and more annoyed by some of the bumper stickers I've seen. So this was cheap therapy to write this.
Sometimes I think I should do a radio show too, where I could just rant, not about cars, but just rant about everything that bothers me. So I know what you mean about that cathartic. Yeah, it definitely could keep me out of therapy. You're right. Let's go back in time to 1975. Tom, you recently wrote a story about the Consumer Guide Best Buys of 1975. Wow, 1975. I remember the Boston Red Sox went up against the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series, and I went to Game 1 of the World Series as a kid. So that was definitely lots of fun for 1975. But lots of other things happened that year, and of course, lots of cool cars. So let's talk about some of the winners here. In the subcompact category, the winner was the Chevrolet Vega.
Yeah, all we could imagine then is that the editorial staff of Consumer Guide was very forgiving.
Also, in the compact area, the nod was given to the Chevrolet Nova.
Yeah, that's a running theme. We seem to love the Nova and the other X-body cars from General Motors, and for years we awarded them with Best Buys. I think it's just because they were very simple, functional, affordable cars. That one I understand completely.
Absolutely. In the sports car range, or maybe we should perhaps rephrase that today as a sporty car, the Chevrolet Monza 2+2, this was a hot-looking vehicle for its day.
Yeah, it was a good-looking car. It wasn't especially sporty, but it had the looks. And it was really an evolution of the Vega. It was that weird period of time where the Monza and the Vega overlapped.
In the intermediate category, the Oldsmobile Cutlass, which, you know, had quite a run into the 70s, into the mid-80s. I mean, when you stop and think about it, around 1985 or 86, the Cutlass was the best-selling vehicle in all of America. And yet, you know, 25-plus years later, you don't see any of them anywhere. And they sold like 400,000 or 500,000 of these a year. Where have they gone?
That's a great question. And there were so many variants then. You had the Cutlass Coupe, Cutlass Sedan, Cutlass Supreme. There were just so many different variants and trim levels of them. And as you mentioned, they were just incredibly good sellers.
Oh, absolutely. In the standard size department, the Plymouth Grand Fury. Of course, Plymouth is gone, and certainly lots of folks probably remember the Grand Fury.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it was a good-looking car. We have a picture here of the coupe.
And then in the upper standards department, the Chrysler Newport, which was upscale for 1975.
Yeah, I like the term upper standard, and that's one that's been lost to antiquity. I think that was replaced later by near luxury, another phrase that we don't use too much anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Upper standard, so it sounds a whole lot better than near luxury, you know. I don't know. If your aspirational vehicle is a near luxury vehicle, what does that say about you? That's the question.
You didn't get all the way there.
That's right. In the personal luxury class, and this is a class that I love the personal luxury cars, and there were so many in the 70s into the early 80s, even into the late 80s, and then all of a sudden there's nothing. I think I mentioned before here on the broadcast, being an only child, older parents, my family car growing up was a T-Bird, so I never had a four-door car as a kid. And it's kind of a, you know, back then it was a good safety thing, too, because, you know, once your kid's in the back seat, they can't accidentally open the door and get into mischief. But I remember growing up, my family had a 67, a 71, a 73, a 79, oh, an awful 81, and an 85. And I had the 85 myself for a while, and that was a 5-liter, and
nice.
It was, you know, not bad for its day. It was the Aero Bird, but Chrysler's Cordoba won the award here from Consumer Guide for 1975, and that was the vehicle that, of course, was made famous in the TV commercial featuring Ricardo Montalban telling us all about what was that famous line about those seats?
I believe it was Corinthian leather.
They're the rich Corinthian leather. I can't do that too well. Well, but I gave it a shot. And I knew a couple of people in high school who had Cordobas. You know, it was a good-looking vehicle for its day. Luxury, the Mercedes 450 SEL. And certainly you've got a picture of one of those up today at consumerguide.com. It definitely, you know, it's got that stately Mercedes look.
Yeah, I'm fascinated
fascinated by this choice by the editors of Consumer Guide, even back in 75. None of whom I'm in contact with at this point, but these are the kind of guys that brown bag it all the time. You know, these were dollar smart kind of guys, and they picked the car with an average retail price of around $15,000 at a time where the average American car probably sold for about $3,500. So they had to be impressed by this car.
Absolutely, and that was a lot of money back there in 1975. And in the realm of the imported sports car, the nod went to the Datsun, now Nissan, 260Z. And, of course, started as a 240, went to the 260, the 280, then the 280ZX, then the 300ZX, and now we're back to the Datsun Z car, the 350Z, 370Z, certainly very deserving. That was quite a good value for the money when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, our current editor, Rick, owned for a while a 240Z, so he's a big fan of those. They were considered to be very fundamentally simple sports cars in the day. And really, unlike a lot of the British imports, they were reliable, which was a big selling point.
Absolutely. You've got a really fun story up at ConsumerGuide.com about two radio legends in Chicago who got the opportunity to take out the 2014 Soul. Tell us about Steve and Johnny's road test of the 2014 Soul.
Yeah, Steve King and Johnny Putman, nighttime radio hosts on WGN Radio in Chicago for 25 years and longtime car fans. And I had the opportunity to join them on the radio a number of times over the years. And they do a great video road test. They can pack them up about 3 minutes and get all sorts of information into them. But they just drove the Kia Soul Plus, a vehicle they were relatively impressed, or not relatively, they were very impressed by. So if you have the time, come by and check out the video. It's a nicely produced video. And they do a very cool test of the quietness of the cabin. Normally, when you think about quiet cars, you think about Buick, you think about Mercedes, but it turns out the Kia Soul is especially quiet, and they demonstrate how quiet.
Absolutely. That's a good one to check out. I got a kick out of this story, having interviewed Danny Panos a number of years ago. Of course, he got a lot of publicity at first with his sports cars, but they're rolling out a 25th anniversary edition Esperante. Wow. Now, there's breaking news right there. We'll come back on the other side. I want to get your comments on that, Tom. And we're also going to be talking about the new BMW M235i. We'll also talk about the Chevrolet Tahoe and lots more. Who knows what's going to happen? It's live radio right here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road. Drive that automobile down the man on the road. Who is that? That's the police.
That gentleman's name is Howlin' Wolf. To me, he sounds a little bit like the old disc jockey Wolfman Jack, but a blues legend nonetheless. An automotive legend is with us in his own time. That's right. It's the one and only Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And before the break there, you guys have the story up here about Panos. Number one, I didn't realize that they were building a 25th anniversary of their Esperante, and nor did I realize that they were still building this car.
Yeah, an excellent point, and I was in the exact same boat. I was not aware that Panos was actually building a street-legal car at the time, and I sort of lost track of the company when they stopped using Mustang 4.6-liter 32-valve V8s, which used to be their old powertrain of choice.
Yeah.
I lost track of the company. It's not a very responsive company to the media. I think they sell a few cars a year. They're happy with that, and they don't seek out additional sales or publicity. But here they are. They've got an anniversary car, and apparently they use the new Ford 5-liter V8 out of the Mustang, which is interesting.
That makes sense.
It does, and so they've got an anniversary edition of the car, and the prices seem to have gone up a little bit since the last time I checked it in on Panos. the base anniversary convertible, $180,000.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then the GT version of that is $205,000.
Oh, they definitely have moved upscale. I'm surprised that they're able to get those customers to pay that kind of money. But then again, you know, as they often say in business, there is a customer for everything out there. You just got to find them. Let's talk about, you guys had the opportunity to drive another vehicle recently that I'm dying to get into, and that's the new 2 Series. BMW has gone to a new naming formula in which coupes, it gets confusing though, coupes are even numbers and sedans are odd numbers, but it doesn't count if it's a grand coupe, so there is a four-door coupe-esque version of the 4 Series and a four-door coupe-esque version of the 6 Series, but they kind of, you know, leave that asterisk. They got a little asterisk there about that. But this vehicle, I've been told by folks who attended the original launch out in Las Vegas and by other folks who have had it for a week, this vehicle, it's not a true M car, and then it's not an M2, but this is quite a package, the M235i.
It is fantastic, yeah. And the big distinction here is that they're going with essentially the version of the 3-liter turbocharged inline six that we all know and love. It's not up power from there. So it's an M235 in that it gets most of the suspension and handling hardware that we would expect in an M car. But the nutshell of it is the car is just pure joy to drive. Just a tiny little rear drive two-door thrill machine. The handling is fantastic. It makes nice noise. The cabin is roomy and not roomy, but cozy and businesslike. And it's hard to fault this car. Even the price, given the performance, even the price seems relatively reasonable.
Yeah, it seems to run with some pretty big dogs. This vehicle lays down some pretty significant numbers on the track and on the drag strip. And certainly, as you say, everybody that I know has driven it, it just walks away with a big smile. So look out for big things for this new BMW. Let's talk about a full-size vehicle that you guys recently had the opportunity to drive, full-size SUV, the 2015 Chevrolet Tahoe LTZ. Recently, I had the opportunity to drive the 2015 GMC Yukon Denali and walked away so impressed with the vehicle. And I'm not usually a big SUV guy, but boy, these vehicles have been improved so much in the last two generations. And this present generation is by far the best to date.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the last generation was such a leapfrog over the prior vehicle, and that this current generation just out now is a wonderful evolution of that. It's still better, and you know, kudos to GM for a couple of things that they do, and the big thing is really in the area of refinement. It's a wonderful place to be in. The ride, the quietness, just the general isolation from the outside world is so impressive. Additionally, the fuel economy is not terrible. They've gone to great lengths to make this work, and the standard 5.3-liter V8 now available, you know, with direct injection, variable valve timing, and cylinder deactivation, those things work very well.
Yeah, the cylinder deactivation is actually fascinating for an auto geek like myself to watch. I mean, just seeing it there in the dash cluster flipping back and forth from V8 to V4 mode in my GMC product, it was absolutely seamless. I remember, of course, you know, the ill-fated one that the GM attempted in the 80s, the Cadillac V8 6.4, which was just nothing but a horrible power plant, but since they've upped the computer technology, various brands, Chrysler has got this as well, the way these vehicles can shift back and forth, even the most sensitive automotive journalists really can't tell the difference.
No, I really can't. There was an early time where you sort of felt it, and I think that that's gone away now. Chrysler, too, has a version, I think they call it MDS, Multiple Displacement System,
yeah,
on some of their Hemi V8s. And when that was first introduced, there was some sensation, and it was,
yes,
hardly roughness, but you could feel something happening, and I don't feel that in the Hemis anymore either.
It's so true. Your test drive of the 2015 Tahoe included some really cool options on the car, including, great for kids, the rear seat entertainment package. And this, unlike some other vehicles, is not a dual screen display. It's a single screen. But what a great sound, and what a great thing if you have kids along for the ride. This really can make a break a long trip.
It can, yeah. The only caution at all with these vehicles is you can make them very expensive if you try.
You can.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with the options we're talking about, things like the rear DVD entertainment system can really pack on the dollars if you want to. And, of course, the Cadillac version of this now optionable up to triple digits. So
I heard that.
These are very much luxury vehicles if you want to equip them that way.
Amazing. But then the other thing, just getting back to the refinement area, the way these vehicles handle these days, my GMC had the magnetic ride control, and the way honestly, going back into the 1990s, I remember driving the now two generations back. It was a Tahoe, and a scary vehicle at high speeds. It was kind of like driving a small house, and if you were driving, not even at crazy speeds, just driving at 65 or 70 miles an hour, and the road had some funkiness going on, whether it was bridge strips or whatever. At times, that rear end would just step out, and it would be scary.
It would. They've done such a good job of controlling a lot of that unwanted motion. I think one of the other dynamics that they've really gotten their hands around was dive during braking. There's so much mass to these vehicles, and you would hit the brakes, and the whole car would just sort of plow forward on the front axle, and it was a very the sense of loss of control was overwhelming, and they've completely eliminated that.
Tom, for those of our listeners who have never visited Consumer Guide Automotive, remind us all about all the wonderful things that can be found there.
Yeah, we've got all our new car reviews at consumerguide.com. Recently, we've gotten all our used car reviews expanded. Now we include full price lists for the original vehicles, which is a great thing to check out. At the CG Daily Drive, we've got the fun stuff we're talking about now. I've got my bumper sticker rant, Best Buys of 1975. A lot of fun stuff like that. We try to give people reasons for coming back again.
And the next time that you're back with us, I've got to talk to you about a story you wrote back in June that I got a big kick out of. It's called The Automotive Liars Club. Three BS artists I've endured. And it's all about the Firebird guy, the Monte Carlo guy, and the Neon guy. So the next time that Tom is with us, we're going to get into this Automotive Liars Club and find out a little bit more about this humorous piece that our good friend Tom Appel, Consumer Guide Automotive's publisher, has penned. Tom, thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, always a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away. After the top of the hour news, we'll see you, or if you're leaving, we'll see you next time around next week.
I'm on the road again.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.